I was talking to Janine Barkas about what Mark Twain said about Jane Austen. And Mark Twain famously said, "Every time I read Pride and Prejudice, I want to dig her up and beat her over the skull with her own shinbone." Alan Jones, take note. But I have received an email from Paul. Not only that, but in capital letters, Dr. Paul Tankard, Senior Lecturer in English, Department of English and Linguistics, University of Otago, end caps. And he says, "Notice that Mark Twain says, every time I read Pride and Prejudice, don't you think he might have been making a bit of a joke?" He might have been, and he did make lots of jokes. So maybe you're right. Maybe he loved Jane Austen. The Oxford academic Lord David Cecil, says Johnny, said he wouldn't turn a hair if Henry James, who also didn't like Jane Austen much, but maybe he did as well. I remain to be enlightened. If Henry James despised him or if Thackeray had a low opinion of him, but would be thoroughly daunted if Jane Austen regarded him with contempt. The informant wished to see Austen make mincemeat out of his aristocratic selfishness. And Gavin says, "I've read all but one Jane Austen novel and loved them very much. One thing I liked was the men. It occurred to me that there is a market for the gentleman, a man who is neither an oaf or a brute, nor the cringing, self-loathing creature today's feminists seem to be manufacturing." God. Austen's lead males were somewhat ideal, not just to female readers and admirers, but to men who are now in the dark about how to be distinctly male and masculine without being a bull in a china shop or in the social marketplace. Thank you for all those and more.